registered nurse and put in 40 years. I started looking for something to do before I retired, and I actually started it before I retired and have continued. And I was praying about it. I asked God for something that would have an impact on other people and something that would be pleasing to Him.
Is retirement even biblical? I mean, are we supposed to retire? We're going to talk about retirement and being intentional in this whole process. So if you're in that age group or sort of zoning into it here pretty soon, you can welcome to call and tell us what have you prepared? What are you doing? What is retirement to you? What is a Christian's role or responsibility I suppose, when it gets to the retirement years? I'd love to have you join us. I'm in these years and I'm still very busy and trying to keep up with what we're doing here in ministry because we love teaching and sharing and so on. But, you know, some people spend their lives just working to be able to get to a point of saying, I've got enough saved up and I'm gone. Get in my motorhome and go at $4 a gallon. But whatever. And others say, hey, I want my time to be used in a way to serve other people. And sometimes a combination of the two. So you're welcome to join us. We're talking retirement. We want to help others learn how to be intentional as Christians in this stage of life. What have you learned? 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Love to have you be a part of the show today. Did you know that the average age of retirement for men is 64.7 years? What I found interesting, however, 20% of people who retire between 55 and 59, which is, you know, fairly young. And only 6%, 6 people out of 100 who have reached 70 are still working. Interesting. All right. Love to have you join us again, talking retirement. And I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. Did you know there's only one place in Scripture that we can find that God specifically said, you got to retire? And I'll tell you where it is in just a minute, okay?
My name is Chaplain Judy for women who are incarcerated in jail, and then I also volunteer to go to the prison. I go every other day, either to jail or prison, to help lift the faces of these precious women who have reached a season of life where they are absolutely at their greatest despair. They're missing their children. They don't know what their husband's doing. They don't know if they get their job. And this is an amazing time to be able to sit them down and teach them about the great love that God has for them. I wanted them to have a Bible that they would fall in love with. So I started a business called Four Lettered Words that I do freehand engraving. It tells us on Isaiah 49:16, he says, see, I have you engraved on the palm of my hands. So then God guides my hand with the engraving I do on glass and metal and wood. And then I put his word with the money that I make, a beautiful leather Bible, into the hands of these women who then fall in love with his word. I love that God has given me such a passion. I should probably be what jokingly call retired and just doing whatever I want, but I'm doing something that is so much better than just walking around doing nothing for his kingdom, but having the privilege of helping these girls to fall in love with him.
Yeah, is, you know, passion, as you hear her story, you get to a place where you lose that. Do we work just to retire, or when we get to retirement, what are you doing? How are you using your time if you're in these years? I'd love to have you join in. As Betty Davis once said, old age is no place for sissies. And let's face it, as we get older, we can't do quite what we've done before. We know that. It's interesting, in Scripture, we don't see anything about retirement. In fact, if anything, when you look at Scripture, there's really not an out. I mean, from the day we give our life to Christ until the day we see him face to face, we're to be in service in some form. Now, it may not be in a, you know, professional workplace or maybe even a full-time in a ministry, but our lives are still always intentional as it comes to service. But there's one exception in terms of the hard labor of life, and we see it in the book of Numbers, chapter 8. Now, as you probably know, the Levites were one of the tribes of Israel, and their job description was to be of service in the tabernacle. helping people with public worship, taking care of the animals that were going to be sacrificed, helping people in the purification ceremonies. They were the workers. This was the tribe of people in Israel who were assigned the task to work hard. They had a hard job. You can imagine how difficult it was. And so in Numbers chapter 8, it's interesting. God says the Levites, you guys are to serve. He didn't say you guys, by the way. It says Levites were to serve from age 25 to age 50 and then retire from their regular service. After retirement, they could assist their fellow Levites by serving as guards in the tabernacle. And as you read that actual passage, that's what it's telling us to do in this passage, or what they're to do. And of course, the reason for that was interesting. They couldn't kick in service until they were 25. And the reason for that is at least what's felt was that by 25, they're mature enough, new enough, godly enough, experienced enough to be able to take on this responsibility. But by the time they hit 50, their bodies were not in a place where they could keep up with that workload. But what's interesting, even though they could only work in that 25-year period, it says, but they can continue to assist. In other words, they're not to go home and, you know, turn on the cable TV. What they were to do is to continue to serve, to make their times valuable. And I think that's what we're going to hear a lot of, I'm sure, today. Yeah, we can change the schedule. We can change the workload. You can change maybe the effort, and especially if you have manual labor and the kind of physical strength that's required. But I don't think we ever get an out when it comes to just sitting on a couch. I don't think that's God's intention. All right. Come and join us. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. And let's go to the phone. Hello there. How are you today?
I'm good. My name is Don.
Hi, Don.
I wanted to reach out to your callers and encourage them to look into missions.
How have you done that?
I retired. I'm 71. I retired at 68. Our church, Shadow Mountain, David Jeremiah's church in California, has a mission. They started a mission program, a mission outreach program, where we go. We take construction teams, and that's where I come in because I do construction. We go in and try to help missionaries through building and then also outreach. My wife is a nurse, so she goes and does nursing. I'd like to encourage more people to look into it because you get way more than you ever give.
What have you gotten out of this personally? I know you're bringing glory to God, but how has it benefited you and your wife?
Our hearts and our desire to do more. We feel that we've more or less taken all our life. Now it's time to give it all back.
Yeah.
The Lord has been so good to us that now it's time to help the Lord and give back.
Mm. Good for you. Where was your last place that you served, and what did you do?
Africa. I was there 2.5 months, which is long for their trips. Construction, they had a missionary building they needed to get ready for groups to come in. So we went from just a structure. I went from just a structure because I was there for 2 months before the team came. Everything had to be done. Plumbing, electrical, cabinets, all just tons and tons of stuff. Locks, moving shipping containers. It was endless.
And it's a lot.
Before that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Before that, I was in Albania. So I was in Albania a couple of weeks and then flew from Albania to Africa. And they were doing, it was the Christian outreach there for teens. They were building they had shipping containers come in, and we were converting them into dorms and bathrooms. I plan on going back there again this year because they have a lot of finish-up work to do.
That's fantastic. Don, thank you for your call from Michigan. You know, if you have a skill, God's, you know, not everybody can fix bathrooms and do wiring, but we got nurses. His wife is a nurse. Don's wife is a nurse. And in service. Maybe you're a teacher, you're a caregiver. All of us can do something. And, you know, the service doesn't have to be to go to Albania or Africa. It could be going around the corner. It could be going to church, your church. I'll tell you what, your pastor would fall over if some of you all showed up at one time and said, what can we do around here to help? And after you picked him up off the floor, he'd say, hey, here's a list of things we got to get done, things we can do. We need you to be a part of it. All right. What about retirement? Is it ministry, or maybe you've chosen a different direction in your life with retirement? Maybe you got a lesson you've learned you want to share with us. Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. 888-888-1717. And Sandra in Michigan has a story about retirement. Take a listen.
We're strongly in God, trying to figure out what this life looks like after retirement, and I think we finally have it figured out. We adopted 4 children with special needs, not knowing back then what it would be like. We actually kind of started our own little agency. My son, who's 28, fetal alcohol, and we hire staff for him 24 hours a day, around the clock. And so we have like our own little agency to take care of our children, who all but one need some special assistance and helpers in their homes to make life work for them. It's a fun life. It's a hard life. We're so happy that the good Lord blessed us with 4 children. If our retirement seems a little different than most, it's not anything we're sad about. It keeps us happy and busy, and we have children forever.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Something that everyone will experience in life is pain. In Dr. Randy's message, The Purpose of Pain, you'll learn even though pain is a problem, when you understand its purpose in your life, you can actually gain freedom.
Pain is a troubling problem for humanity, and yet, without pain, we'd have no grasp of the contrast with health, or peace, or success, or meaning. For it's in the pain that we're able to see how dependent we are on God and what His blessings are all about in our life.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group with unlimited access to this message, along with more of Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now and receive these life-changing resources. Call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Indeed. Thank you for your prayers. Hey, by the way, when you support Intentional Living, you're allowing us to reach more people with this message of hope we have in Jesus Christ. He is our only hope. It's not going to be through political change. It's not going to, you know, and I know we're in this election year, and by the way, we need to vote. I just want to be really clear. That's something my wife and I, in fact, my wife is so good at doing all the research and putting things together, and we prepared our ballots because we do them in advance, and that's our intention to take them in today. And so we encourage you to vote. Pray, look at your values, make some decisions, and vote. In fact, I heard a statistic that the number of percentage of Christians who are refusing to vote this year is pretty high, and I just encourage you to think about that. But anyway, we're talking about retirement. Here's the question. How are you spending your retirement years? Or how do you intend to spend your retirement years? And how did you prepare to do this? And how did you get here? You know why? Because we got some younger folks listening who need to be thinking about this in terms of preparing for the future. Even Theodore Roosevelt once said, old age is like everything else. To make it a success, you've got to start young. You know, that's good advice. And the Bible does speak to this, not only the passage we read there in Numbers, but we hear the psalmist saying, so even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to every generation, your power to all those to come. And so David's saying, hey, even when my hair is gray and maybe falling out, I want to be faithful in sharing the good news with people. Proverbs 16:31, gray hair. Why is it always gray hair? Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained in a righteous life. Yeah. And then a reminder to those of us as we get older and how the body changes. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, don't lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away. You know, we feel that as we get older, don't we? Even though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. And that's one of the things we got to look at, even in the older age and in retirement, that we would continue to grow in our lives inside. Okay, let's go to Betty in Arizona. Betty, thank you for your call. What do you think about retirement?
Well, I worked for over 42 years in the legal field, and when I was 62 and a half, I decided my family was more important because my husband wasn't well, and I needed to take care of him. So instead of just retiring, and as the world sees retirement, it's not biblical. You know, you see these bumper stickers, I'm spending my children's inheritance, and, you know. So what I did and what my husband and I did is, and he retired also, we helped my daughter who owns her own business. We helped my other daughter who has five children and was homeschooling. We raise puppies for Guide Dogs of the Desert that provides animals free of charge to people who are visually impaired. And then my 95-year-old aunt needed taken care of, and so she's living with us. So between that, I keep busy.
Yeah, sounds like it. That's good. Listen, I think that's part of it, that we want to continue to be vital. We want to feel that we matter. And let's face it, as you get older, it's easy to see that as the younger generation is coming up, and by the way, we need to help prepare them and turn over responsibility to them and have a plan if you're in a leadership role to do that. That's important. But understanding that things are changing so rapidly, sometimes it's difficult as you get older to keep up with some of the technology and some of the things that are going on in our culture. But boy, that should never be an excuse just to go and sit. We have opportunity to serve, and we need to do that. All right, Bill, also in Arizona, what have you learned about retirement?
I think the thing that I learned out of retirement, Randy, was that the Lord blessed me with a wonderful job opportunity that promoted me to begin thinking very early about retirement, and I was prepared when I retired financially. You know, we were tithers, and we were faithful in our tithes and offerings, and the Lord made it available of us not only to tithe, but to save an additional 15% to 20% of our own income to put back along with the company's retirement I had available. The promise that my wife and I made after retirement was to be able to now devote our time to maybe more full-time service with the ministry, but fund my retirement. She passed away, but nonetheless, I now am free to do what I need to do. I don't have to worry about my finances. I'm blessed in that area. And it all came because of just heeding the Lord's advice about preparing myself and making myself ready for that opportunity.
There's a second thing that we can do when pain hits, and I wrestled with this, and that's why I wrote it down. And the message is stop complaining. You know, for me, when I'm sick, I want everyone to know about it and feel sorry for me, especially Donna. But you know, complaining about how we've been wronged or hurt is a totally ineffective way to deal with the problem of pain. You know, like the guy that ran you off the road this morning. He's gone on his way, he's happy with his life, and you're still hanging on to the feelings of anger or frustration. So it is with complaining about the causes of pain. It's a waste of time and energy to focus on what you can't change when what you can change needs your full attention. Even one positive action toward improving a painful relationship is more beneficial than 1,000 complaints about that hurting, painful marriage that you find yourself in. Stop complaining.
Well, you know what? And I say, by the way, I've got my finger pointed at myself because it's easy for us to feel sorry for ourselves in a world in which there's a lot of things that can be hurtful. But at the same time, learning to really pick ourselves up and trust God
And I put this lesson together for this month, our featured lesson for October, on the topic of the purpose of pain. What's behind pain? How can we leverage or use pain for God's glory and our benefit intentionally? And it's up there on our site today for members. And if you don't have access to it, that's something we'd like to change today. We'd love to have you get access to all of our exclusive teaching for our member site when you call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press number 2 and talk to our staff, or you can go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, all right, to stand in support of the ministry. David's on the line in Arizona. Hi, David.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Randy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your call. What's your story?
Well, I really wasn't prepared for retirement. I officially retired the very end of 2017. And that's also when my mom had just been placed that year for dementia. And I spent the next 6 years visiting her in the nursing home and taking classes, getting certifications to be able to do something else. Even though all this time, after her funeral, I was asked to help my niece, and she was homeless and she died. She had a long history of abuse from the time she was little.
If I understand, back in 17, you retired. Was that part of the motivation? I want to use my time to help family and do other things?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, not quite in that order, but I was originally just thinking my responsibilities with my mom, my dad passed back in 2004, I honestly thought I would go to being a professional musician. I have a background in music. I used to work as an audio engineer in a studio. That was all volunteer, but I learned a lot.
How old were you when you retired, David?
How old was I when I officially retired?
Yeah.
53.
So you retired at 55. It says here that you weren't prepared. You weren't prepared financially, or you weren't prepared to what to do with your life, or both?
I never intended to be retired to begin with. I just figured you work until one day the Lord calls you home. And something or other, I thought my retirement plan, honestly, was my favorite guitar that I gave away a few months ago to a fellow who was a professional musician at the time. And now, evidently, he's doing something else. I think he's an electrician now.
Yes. So where are you right now? Are you working? Are you not in a good place when it comes to your life at this stage? 7 years later, you're like, 60 years old, probably, right around 60?
Almost 60, yeah. I've been doing a bit of volunteering the last few years here and there with my church, mainly. I'd kind of like to do some volunteering with a group home in Glendale.
Well, let me ask you this, David. There's a lot to your story, but I want to go back to be helpful to people listening. What would you have done differently 7 years ago than what you did do?
What would I have done differently?
Anything?
If I'd have been more in my right mind and able to help mom, I would have liked to have gotten her in a better place than, the place she ended up was better than some of the places we sent her to. And, other than that, I mean, I went and took peer support training. I got certification in that so that in case God wanted to use me for something other than being a musician. I've been handing him my music, putting it down on his feet over and over again, just questioning my motives like I was taught in church.
Well, what do you want to do at this stage? You're 60, you're a young man, 60 years old. What do you want to do with your life? If you could pick one thing at this point in this stage, what would it be?
Well, I'd like to serve God as a professional singer-songwriter, because I've been a singer-songwriter all my life, more of a songwriter. I've written a little bit of gospel and a lot of just plain love songs and a few protest songs against some unjust things in this world.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. Are you plugged into that right now? I mean, do you have access and opportunity to do that?
Actually, I do. It's just, you know, I moved to a different part of town to be closer to my church a few months ago, and that's kind of put me away from a lot of the my friends and music and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't regret doing that. Like, I don't regret putting my recording career on hold for 20 years.
All right. Well, David, I got to wrap up the show, but listen, it sounds like you're kind of taking what God's given you and taking it day by day and seeing what happens. Can I encourage you? You're a young man, 60 years old. I know for some you're saying 60, I sound old. For others, that sounds young. But the fact is, if God's given you strength and talent, I encourage you and everyone listening, if you've gotten to a stage where you don't have to, for whatever reason, you go to your job every day and be in work every day, that gives you an opportunity to swing that door open and say, now I can really invest my time and energy and resources into something that's got eternal impact, that's going to make a difference. And it's not about the size of the mission. It's about the passion that you have for the mission that makes the difference. And if it's in a music area, or if it's in serving people area, or it's serving in your church, or as Don said, you know, going into ministry overseas, whatever it is, that you and I would find opportunity to make sure that we're serving. That's why my wife, Don, and I do what we do, because we believe at this stage in our life, we want to make sure that we're still seeing multiplication of our time and effort and resources into the lives of people. That's why we do this, frankly. Okay, hey, we're out of time. Got to run. I'll tell you what, though. We're going to stay here. Love to talk to you. The lines are open. And if it's going to happen, we need you to call because I want to hear your story. How are you using your retirement years and resources and time? And what difference is it making? What have you chosen to do? What did you learn in the process? What would you tell someone coming up behind you? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. We'll get to your calls tomorrow, but we'll record them for today. Does that make sense? All right. We got to get out of here. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being a part of the ministry of Intentional Life Media through our radio ministry, our podcast, our events, everything that we're doing, we do for one reason. That's to bring glory to God and frankly, benefit to you and those that you love. And now that many of you are at that stage where you can invest your time and resources in some exciting new areas, I hope you're doing it and being intentional in the process. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Steven, the rest of the team, for Intentional Living, which is a ministry of Intentional Life Media. Have a great day.